A 14-year-old boy quits school near Belfast's docks, takes a job tuning pianos, and within 2 years wins a scholarship to one of Britain's most prestigious music conservatories. That is not a rags-to-riches cliché. That is the actual opening chapter of James Galway's life. Born on the 8th of December 1939, in a working-class neighborhood close to those same docks, Galway grew up in a household where the flute was simply furniture. His father played, his grandfather played, his uncle played. Music was not an aspiration in that house. It was the air. His uncle started him on a B-flat flute, an instrument larger than a piccolo, before Galway graduated to the standard concert flute. As a boy, he marched with the Onward Marching Band, learning discipline and projection the hard way. Outdoors, in formation, in front of crowds. Think of that image, a Belfast kid learning musical stamina, not in a practice room, but on a street. That early experience built something no conservatory can fully teach. At 16, the scholarship arrived. He moved to London and the Royal College of Music. Then came the Guildhall School of Music, where he studied with Geoffrey Gilbert, then Paris. At the Paris Conservatoire, he worked under Gaston Crunel and Jean-Pierre Rampill, absorbing the French school's obsession with color and breath control. Each institution added a layer. By his early 20s, Galway was not just trained, he was forged from multiple traditions simultaneously. Now, the key idea here is that Galway did not leap from student to soloist. He paid his dues across roughly 15 years of professional orchestral work. At 21, he joined the Sadler's Wells Opera Orchestra as second flute. He moved to the Royal Opera House at Covent Garden. He played with the BBC Symphony Orchestra. He became principal flute of the London Symphony Orchestra in the 1960s, then principal flute of the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. Each chair was a step up, but also a constraint. Orchestral life is collective by design. A principal flute serves the conductor's vision, not his own. Galway was accumulating mastery while quietly outgrowing the container. Then, in 1969, he found an advertisement in a German journal. The Berlin Philharmonic needed a principal flute. He applied. He waited approximately 18 months before anyone called him in to audition. That audition is worth pausing on, ever, because it reveals something essential about Galway's character. He wanted to play the Ebert Flute Concerto, a piece that would have showcased his full technical range. Herbert von Karajan, the Berlin Philharmonic's legendary and famously autocratic conductor, said no. Mozart's Flute Concerto in D major. That was the requirement. Galway played it. He won the position. For the next 6 years, he sat as principal flute under one of the most demanding conductors in the history of classical music. Karajan expected perfection and got it, but the relationship was also a kind of ceiling. The Berlin Philharmonic was, by any measure, one of the world's great orchestras. The security was real. The prestige was real. And yet, for Galway, something was missing. His tone, that warm, almost vocal quality he had been developing since those Belfast streets, was being subordinated to the ensemble. In 1975, he walked away. Remember this, ever. The takeaway from Galway's first act is not simply that he was talented. Plenty of talented flutists never leave the orchestra. What separated Galway was a specific, almost stubborn conviction about tone, about what a flute could sound like when it was freed from the orchestral blend and allowed to speak directly to a listener. 15 years of orchestral discipline gave him the technical foundation. The Berlin Philharmonic gave him the credibility. But it was the decision to leave, in 1975, that made everything else possible. His journey from a working-class Belfast neighborhood to the world's most prestigious orchestra was driven by obsessive dedication. His decision to leave that orchestra was driven by something equally powerful, a refusal to be confined by tradition. That combination, ever, is what turns a great musician into a phenomenon.